Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Jordana Levine, and today we're talking about the Aquarius full moon. But before we dive in, I just want to say thank you to everybody for the incredible reception I had to the new music, the new podcast artwork, and the Leo New Moon episode actually got a record number of listeners for this podcast. So that was pretty wild. A spike in listens for moon episodes can mean one of two things. Either it's being shared, which you all do so beautifully. So I think that definitely had something to do with it. The other reason is that it is an intense moon that everybody's feeling and they want all the answers. I think it may have had something to do with that as well. But just remember, these moon synopses are just things to look out for, okay? They're not gospel. And if anything I say doesn't resonate with you, just let it go. It's not going to resonate with everybody. That's just the nature of the energy around the lunar cycle. I also want to say a huge thank you to everyone who signed up to become a Lunar Lover member. The community is growing and I've had some really beautiful feedback about this month's courage meditation, the online new moon circle that we ran, and the journal prompts that have gone out with the new moon. There's more journal prompts coming out with this Aquarius full moon, and I've got another online full moon circle happening this Thursday at 8 p.m., but I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of this. So let's jump into exploring the Aquarius full moon. Aquarius is the thinker rather than the feeler, but has a direct connection to a higher power. Aquarius is depicted by the water bearer, but is an air sign. The water represents the waters of mental energy or consciousness. Think of it as the waves of cerebral electricity that connects everything. Aquarius is also the change maker, the freedom fighter, the I won't stop until I've changed the world activist, and chooses to express this through intellect and using verbal communication. As I said, it is an air sign. So it's all very much about analysis, the intellect, and communicating with the voice. So how are you going to use your voice to create more freedom? How are you going to make real change using the power of your mind? This Aquarius full moon is asking you to identify where transformation needs to occur and rise above the obstacles that are getting in your way. Another quality of air signs. The mantra for Aquarius is I reform. And reformation means making changes to something with the intention of setting it back on the right path. So let's, for argument's sake, say the reformation is about you. As I mentioned in the last Leo New Moon episode, July forced many of us into some dramatic transformations. And the Capricorn full moon that followed forced us to put on our big girl pants and take responsibility for what we went through so that we could learn and grow. Now, with this Aquarius full moon, you're being asked to set yourself back on the right path. And you know what? It's actually easier than you think. You've been supported in this through every moon that's come before. And the pitfalls of last month were part of this reformation. It was all leading up to this reformation. You see, all these moons we experience, both the new and the full moons, they all work together in this really I want to say linear. Linear is not the word. Linear type fashion. No, that's not it. Okay, so like they work in a succession and their meanings behind it move in that succession. There's almost like this beautiful epic journey that we get taken on throughout an entire zodiac cycle, and the moons work together with their themes and their messages to support us throughout the entire experience. And in this context, the experience is your life, yeah? We experience fire and vigor to take actions. We uncover earthly delights and get pulled into the practical and the physical. We rise with air and use our cerebral intellect to expand and uplevel. And then we dive headfirst into the water to experience the depths of our emotions. The moons also move through these elements, just like the star signs do. The sun opposite the moon gives us a chance to experience polarities within a lunar cycle. We currently have the Leo sun facing the Aquarius moon. What does this mean? If this is the stuff going over your head, let it go. But try and stay with me if you can. There's lots of opposing energies that are happening at the time that we have a full moon with the sun in the sign that we're currently sitting in. So when we say it's Leo season, it means the sun is in Leo, yeah? So we've got the Leo sun, it's facing the Aquarius moon. And with these two polarities facing each other, there's almost like a wholeness or a completeness that starts to form. Fire, which is Leo, facing air, which is Aquarius, heart, which is Leo, facing head, which is Aquarius. And what we need to try and do is let those polarities be less about battle and resistance and more about coming together to form a wholeness and a surrender. So the Leo new moon said to us, show yourself, express yourself, have the courage to speak from the heart. Now the Aquarius full moon is saying, use your courage and the fact that you're standing center stage to your advantage and make some real change. Set yourself back on the right path. And sure, changing the world is great. It's very admirable. It's what Aquarius is all about, making real change in the world. And this Aquarius full moon is going to make you feel like you totally can change the world. And I'm not going to stop you, but my advice is to start closer to home. Change what you can in yourself. And then if you want to go a little bigger, perhaps your home and your family, then perhaps you could step it up to your local community. And then you see what happens from there. The ripple out effect works wonders, but it all starts with you and doing the inner work first. So I'm holding a full moon circle on Thursday night, August 15. It's the night of the full moon at 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's a little bit later than I would usually hold a circle, but I'm running a full moon slow flow yoga class in Byron Bay if you happen to be around. This full moon online circle is for Lunar Lover members only. So if you're not a member, you're actually not able to join this particular circle. You can always join the new moon circles if you're not a member, but the full moon circles are exclusive to members. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes or head to my website, jordanalevine.com. And for only $22 a month, you'll get access to Thursday's full moon circle, plus two circles every month. So that's a new moon circle and a full moon circle. Journal prompts for this Aquarius full moon, but also journal prompts that we had for the Leo new moon. And then you get new prompts every month. There's the meditation on courage, which is really beautiful to do in Leo season. And it's really going to help you with this Aquarius energy as well. And that meditation will be updated each month in line with the energy of that particular moon. Plus, you also get email reminders every time the moon changes phase, which is a really beautiful way to really start to tap into the lunar cycles and the energy of each of the eight moon phases. In this month's full moon circle, we're going to do a beautiful releasing ritual around reformation and the feeling of freedom. So two prominent themes of this moon. And the freedom stuff is really important to embody around a full moon because it is all about releasing, letting go, making space, having freedom, so that when we complete this lunar cycle and we end up back at the next new moon, which will be a new moon in Virgo, we've actually created space for our new intentions to come in. It's so fun, this moon stuff. I hope you guys are enjoying it. When you start to see it in its wholeness, in its completeness, and you start to really work with the moon in its entire cycle and not just kind of like listening to what the new moon's about, listening to what the full moon's about, but truly starting to embody it, it gives you so much freedom, it gives you so much power, and it really allows you to work with your own energetic stores. And I just think that's so important. If you enjoyed this episode, as always, I would love if you would take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine so I can see it and so I can share it with my audience too. You'll notice that in between Moon Synopsis, I've been holding interviews. Well, I've only held one. I've got another beautiful episode coming up next week, and it will be around the theme of this Aquarius full moon, so reformation and freedom. So I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you're enjoying the new format of Lunar Lover, the podcast. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. I would like to say there's a drop date for these episodes every week, but it actually changes with the moon. So it's really important that you subscribe so you get the notification from your app when a new episode has dropped. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.